Good morning and welcome. It's Let's Talk Special Edition on the Big Z. Not just regular edition or Tuesday edition. It is Special Edition every Friday here on the Big Z. And my name is Mark Hellebrock. Alongside here is Sam Stem. I say alongside because I'm standing next to the equipment that brings his voice to the radio. Correct?
You're not able to see the video, are you?
No. Well, you don't have your camera on, I guess, so.
No, I have it on, but I don't think we didn't hook up with a video call because you don't really want to look at me.
No, I did that one time mistake with Mike Rayson on Mondays, and I'm not going to do that again. I will not do that again.
That's Mike, you know.
Well, I know.
This is me.
When
I'm in studio with you, you barely make eye contact with me.
I don't want to change
it. Looking out the window and looking out the hallway.
When's this show over? I wonder what they're doing in the hall. I wonder what they're talking about.
How are you this morning?
I'm sweaty, a little sweaty. Actually, it's okay here because kudos to the air repair team that was able to make it in and repair the air conditioning this week, not just yesterday, but this week here at the Big Z. It is now a cool, comfortable 72 in the Big Z studios.
Well, they started on that project like the week before last.
Well, it was, yeah, right. It was, we've had some air working in the building here,
yes,
but not throughout the building. So you had some hot zones and cold zones and maybe kind of muggy zones. And so, anyway, but it's not been horrible. It's not been like we've had nothing. So, but they worked and tore apart the newsroom most of yesterday, or at least the ceiling above the newsroom. I guess that's where they housed most of the units. They put it
there. Yeah, well, that was the one that was working last time I was down.
Yeah,
yeah. Well, so I guess they just upgraded everything.
I guess so. So now it's cool, comfortable in the hallway. Well, I mean, you almost need a jacket.
Well, the story was, apparently, as you well know, they spent the better part of the spring putting a new roof on the building.
Yes, that's correct.
And the cooling units are up on the roof.
That's what I hear.
And so apparently they disconnected them to put the
roof on.
Put the roof on. And then for whatever reason, the roofers didn't reconnect all of the units. So when it came time to flip the air conditioning on, it's like, air conditioning is working.
Yeah, I wonder why. Oh, wait, here's your
problem.
So
the landlord went up on the roof to figure out what was going on with the air conditioning units. Like, well, they're not here. They're down on the ground in
they're
storage.
Not here. That's always a good sign. So anyway,
luckily the one was still hooked up, so there was some cooling. So anyway, that's what happens when you're in the process of renovating a building.
Yeah, so you learn different tricks. And so you and I swapped temperatures off air, and we are now at 89 degrees air temperature, but we already feel like 97. And you say that is hotter than what you are.
Well, yes, of course, because it never gets that hot here in Florida.
La-ti-da.
Not this time of year. Right now it's 85. It just clicked up a degree from when you and I swapped. And I'm endeavoring at this moment to get the feels-like temperature, also known as the heat index. Feels like 91.
Okay. Well, you always have a little humidity built in there down there anyway. So, yeah. But it's never.
Yeah.
But you're right. It's thick. But
I'm not in Arizona.
Yes. Oh, I've had some friends who have been sharing some of their pictures on social media. They were just in Arizona, and they were in Phoenix, the Phoenix area, and it was 114.
Yeah, well, that's normal.
And they said
normal.
It was the weirdest feeling because you were warm, but they didn't sweat because, you know, the humidity was like 3%. It was very
– I don't care. I don't care what – I've been there. I've been there. My brother and his family live in Scottsdale.
Yeah.
And three of his children have had weddings down there. Now, the two girls that got married down there, unbeknownst why they would choose to have July weddings in Phoenix, I have no idea. My nephew was smarter. He had his in March.
Okay. All right.
And so he was able to have an outdoor wedding because it was pleasant in March. But the two girls each got married in July.
Okay.
And it was, you know, it was 120. Well, one day we were down there for about 4 days for one of the weddings, and one day it got up to 120 like 3 days in a row, and on the fourth day It only got up to 100.
Oh, wow.
And seriously, even I was walking around saying, oh, well, it's nice and cool today. You know, after you get used to 3 days of 120, yeah. 100 felt cooler. But I don't care what they say. They say, oh, well, it's a dry heat. It's not. Well, I don't care. It's still.
It's heat.
It's sweltering hot. It's... And it, of course, the other thing is down there, everybody, they're used to that heat. And so they set their thermostats, their air conditioning thermostats, on like 84.
Whoa!
So you walk Whoa. Into the house, and you're outside, it's 120. You walk in the house, it's 84. And it's nice and cool until about 20 minutes later. It's like, oh my God, it's hot in here.
Stifling.
You know, and all of us from out of town, you know, are walking by the thermostat looking at us, they got it set on 84.
You know, you can't breathe. Said,
do you think they'd notice if I clicked it down a few degrees? Like, yeah, I think they'd notice.
It's freezing in here. What is it, 80? Oh, my gosh.
That's something you don't do, right? You don't feel empowered to touch other people's thermostats.
I was going to say that almost could have been a poll question. I mean,
could have been.
Who would be so bold as to just, you know, knock it down at a grade? I mean, here at the Big Z, we've got we've got signs and index cards. Threat of punishment if you touch the thermostat. And so
those cards haven't been updated, have they?
No, the one here, when I started, it used to be white, and now it is more of a yellowish color, at least the one in here. I don't know if there's one out in the main hall anymore or not, but anyway.
Some of my memos and threatening signs are still there at the studio.
Oh, they're back in the break room? Oh, yeah.
Yeah, back in the – well, the I think there's a memo from 1991
yes,
that prohibited smoking in the building.
I'm going to get that one.
There.
I'm going to get that one during the break because I want to relive that. That was before I started here.
And actually, that memo was posted at the Ramada studio.
Yeah, I was going to say. Those.
And we brought it with us. I mean, we moved it to the new studios.
Did you bring like the whole bulletin board and just put it up? Moved all the signage. So that's good. That's good stuff.
I think our Debbie Simmons, I think she moved all the signage.
I don't believe I have ever touched the thermostat at another home. I don't think that I've ever done that. I mean, without being asked, obviously, if it was at a family member, but I don't think I've, you know, like, I'm going to notch it down a degree or notch it up a degree, depending on the season.
You were out in Seattle recovering from appendicitis and they all left you there alone and you were burning up with fever.
No.
You still didn't touch the thermostat.
No, I didn't get up. There was very little movement after the Sunday of that week. I had two places that I went typically, the kitchen and the bathroom. Those were the two places.
That was about this time of year, wasn't it?
It was. It was June. I just passed my 6 year appendixversary.
I was going to ask how many years has it been? 6 years ago.
6 years is 2015. 2015 is when the old appendix came out, and then
that was a lost summer for you.
The summer, yeah, the lost summer, right? Whatever happened. So, and thankfully, you know, I didn't really post a ton about it on social media at the time, but you know, these little memories pop up, like, oh look, oh yeah, there I am with my hospital socks on.
Okay. So appendectomy one day, and then you jumped on a plane the next.
No, it wasn't the next day. It was later. It was later in the week.
Oh, okay. A few days later.
Yeah, a few days later. Yeah, that's
then you got out there, and it just went all haywire.
Yeah, I was in the ER within 3 days, and yep. Then the fun began.
Meanwhile, everybody else was having a good time.
Meanwhile, yeah, well, they did. We did get to do sightseeing the first day, and had some delicious salmon. That was great. But then after that, I lost my appetite, and it was basically Jell-O, and I don't even remember what I ate at that point.
There's nothing worse than being sick like that and being not being at home.
Oh, and I just, you know, and I thanked him and I'll thank him again. My brother-in-law and his family just let me sort of just do what I needed to do. I was at my own bedroom for a while, and one night I slept on the couch downstairs because I couldn't get comfortable. And I remember too, because what's the tournament going? Was the PGA Championship going on at that time? Middle of June, what's usually going on?
Middle of what?
Middle of June would have been the PGA Championship, right?
No, the U.S. Open. U.S. Open's in June.
U.S. Open. So it was U.S. Open because that year it was actually out in Washington. It was near. Mm-hmm. It was in on the coast. So it was it was because that was the big talk at that time. It was like, oh, this is pretty cool. And there's a, you know, and Joe Buckley, because Fox had the coverage, and so Joe Buck was out there covering it. And I think I watched most of that tournament, like beginning to end. Most I'd ever watched golf in my whole life, but. Anyway.
Well, I can sympathize because one time I took a trip to London, went to England, and it was in January, and apparently got the flu on the plane on the way over there. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I was with three other people. There were four of us. And, you know, we got there, and like 36 hours after we got there, I came down with a fever and, you know, everything that goes with the flu. And I mean, I felt horrible. And so all I could do was lay in the hotel room all day. And, you know, they'd go out sightseeing and they'd bring me back soup. And it's like, I'm laying there and it's like, all I want to do is I just want to go home. You know, I just want, well, and I think we were there a week and I was sick the whole time. And like, the day before we were set to come back, all of a sudden I started feeling better. It's like, oh, it's time to go home.
Yeah. You know,
it's awful. It's bad enough being sick, but when you're sick and somewhere foreign, you know, not in your own bed and, you know, with your own surroundings, it just makes it worse.
Well, enough about our ailments. How about we talk about the poll, because it does sort of combine a couple of things. Air conditioning, Father's Day, cars, and we're continuing that musical tribute question. And I just looked down to remind myself, what letter are we on? We're in the letter P this week.
Yeah, we're going to run out in a couple months.
I know, but P is –
I thought of a lot of P's.
Did you really?
Yeah.
I got two, three. Now they're kind of starting to come to me. So we'll see what you say. But let's how about we introduce the poll here and then we'll take a break.
Okay. First question has to do with the heat wave that we're currently experiencing. And just wondering approximately how old you were when you first lived in a house with air conditioning. Now, when I was a kid, we didn't have air conditioning. Most people didn't. And so, you know, we got a window unit, I think, when I was in my teens, but I was in my 20s before I lived in a house that was totally air-conditioned. So we wonder how old you were before you first had an air-conditioned home. So you'd have a heat wave like this, and you just had to deal with it. No. And most people went outside to get cool. You'd go sit out in the shade and hope for a breeze because the house was hot.
Well, we had, a couple weeks ago, we had some air-conditioner issues at our house. And so, in that waiting time before the repair person got there, we did. One day it got, you know, into the mid-80s, mid-to-upper 80s, and the house is getting a little steamy. So we did. We sat outside. It was very pleasant to be outside. And, you know, it felt better than sitting in the house. Well, even with, you know, ceiling fans and stuff, it didn't quite help. But, sometimes it is better. So
what, the roofers disconnected your unit?
Yeah, it was like, no, we didn't really, because that's what we have is our, you know, air conditioner up on our roof.
Yeah, sure. No. Question number two, and this is a tribute to Father's Day. And by the way, let me be one that wishes you early a happy Father's Day.
Thank you.
And I'm sure your daughters have something really big planned, right?
Yeah, I'm sure. Well, I'm sure they'll think of something Saturday night. What do you want to do? What do you want to do tomorrow?
Where do you want to take us for breakfast? Name the most authentic TV dad. Most authentic.
Okay. Most authentic.
You know, there's a whole spectrum. I'm not going to throw out any names.
No. Many times Hollywood TV movies, the portrayal of the dad is usually not very flattering. So there are, though, times in sitcoms and dramas and movies, or TVs today specifically, maybe a little bit more authentic or realistic compared to the,
All right. Well, let's just toss out a couple here. For instance, Ward Cleaver. Is Ward Cleaver authentic or is he not?
I don't know. maybe for that
and,
time.
And, you know, I thought about from the show 24, which you and I were big fans of.
Yeah.
Jack Bauer was a father. Was he? I don't think Jack Bauer was authentic. Was
I don't
he?
Think so. Well, I think of somebody like Archie Bunker.
Sure.
He probably was more authentic of that time. And even still today, maybe, you know, people go, oh, that's my dad or that's my grandpa. You know, that's, you know, somebody you can relate to. But
George Jefferson.
Maybe so. Maybe so. Well, then people say Al Bundy, you know, from Married with Children. So there's a lot of options.
Hank Hill or Homer Simpson.
Hank Hill. Bobby. Could be.
So anyway,
Homer,
who do you think is the most authentic TV dad?
Okay.
Our musical question, the musical group or singer whose name starts with the letter, wait for it, this week we're up to P, the letter P.
Okay. P as in pickle. P.
Right. And finally, did you ever name your car?
That was submitted by a friend of the show. Did you ever name your car?
I never have.
I don't think. No.
My grandmother at one time had a 1959 Cadillac, that's back when Cadillacs were barges.
Yeah.
I mean, and it had fins and everything else, and she always called it the. It was white. And she called it the Great White Whale. So I guess that would be a name, right?
Could be.
The Great White Whale.
We,
I never named a car.
Yeah, because we had a minivan for many years as the girls were younger, and we just called it the van. Just, you know, going to the van. Let's go in the van.
Yeah, that's not really a name.
That's not really a name, though. So, all right. But other people have had names for their cars, and maybe they were given to them, or maybe you named it. So that's what we're looking for there. All right, that's the Friday Morning Poll. Mark and Sam with you here on the Big Z for a Friday. Let's pause here for a quick message. We'll be back with more after this. Stay right there. Welcome back. This is Let's Talk, special edition on the Big Z. Mark Ellerbrock in with you here today. Sam Stem is here too. And we have the Friday Morning Poll on the Big Z. Today, our questions: approximately how old were you when you first lived in a house with air conditioning? Question two, name the most authentic TV dad. Question three, our music question, name a musical group or singer whose name starts with the letter P. And we'll accept group names or first or last names in there. And also, finally, speaking of names, did you ever name your car? Your car, truck, motorcycle, whatever you had. Did you ever have a name for your vehicle? Or did somebody else name it for you and that just sort of stuck? So that's our question. Those are the poll questions this morning. Jump in if you'd like at 465-1570.
Time to get things rolling here. Yeah, otherwise, you and I will have to rattle jack rest of the program.
Oh, but thankfully, here's our first caller of the morning. We go right here to you. Good morning. You're on the air.
I'm the first caller. How you guys doing?
Okay. How are you?
Oh, just dandy. Trying to stay cool.
That's the goal for the weekend, I guess, huh?
What's that?
That's the goal for the weekend?
Yeah, well, that ain't going to happen, though. It could be a goal all you want, but it ain't going to happen for me.
All right. You ready for the poll?
Yep.
Question number one, approximately how old were you when you first lived in a house with air conditioning?
Well, that was about 2001, so about, what's that, 20 years ago?
Mm-hmm.
I was about 42.
About 42. All right. That's a long time to go without air conditioning, isn't it?
Yeah, well, in California, Sacramento, we had a swamp cooler.
Ah, yeah. Name the most authentic TV dad.
I'm going to say Jim Stewart.
Jim Stewart.
Jimmy Stewart's an actor, right?
Yeah.
Yep, the actor.
No. We're looking for a character in a TV show who was a dad.
He was a character in A Wonderful Life. He was a dad.
TV show.
Oh, a TV show.
TV.
Well, the only guy that was like a good dad was Bill Cosby, but no one's going to say him, but I did.
Yeah, okay. What was his name in the show? Do you remember, Mark?
Cliff Huxtable.
Cliff Huxtable. Cliff Huxtable. You're right. Cliff Huxtable. There's a difference between Cliff Huxtable and Bill Cosby.
Yeah.
Cliff was a character. Bill was something else. Name a musical group or singer whose name starts with the letter P, as in pickle.
Pink Floyd.
Oh, there's a good one.
Pink Floyd. Okay.
There's one we didn't name when
I know.
We were going over it off the air, Mark.
I know.
Best album you listen to with headphones blasted.
Yeah. And a blacklight. And blacklight posters and lava light.
Yeah, blacklight poster with Nixon sitting on the pot.
Okay.
Sure.
All right. I never had one of those.
I didn't have one. They ran out.
No. Yeah, they were sold out. You're right. Did you ever name your car?
Yeah, my first car was a Chrysler Imperial. You had to push buttons to start it, you know, and push button to make it go. It was called the boat. Backseat was like a twin bed. Same with the front.
Yeah, no, I remember those. Yeah,
the boat.
That's an apt name for a Chrysler in that era. Yeah.
All right. Thank you, caller.
Thank you. Bye bye.
Have a good rest of your day. 465.
Sorry, I mentioned those blacklight posters.
465-1570 is our phone number. You're on the air now. Good morning.
Oh, good morning. I'll take the poll.
Okay. About how old were you when you first lived in a house with air conditioning?
It was after I got married, which I got married very young, but it was the second house we lived in that had a window air conditioner.
Oh.
So I was 20.
20, okay. Ooh. And that was the second house you lived in?
Yeah.
All right.
I got married at 17.
17, okay.
Yeah.
So growing up, when a heat wave like this hit, you just did what you could to stay cool, right? Had maybe a box fan.
I remember us using the old-fashioned fans that you used with your hand.
Yeah.
Like the ones they used to have in churches.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
And
sure.
Then later on, we got a window fan. I thought that was a big improvement.
Yeah, it'd suck that hot air right through the house, wouldn't it?
Right, right.
Well, that was the thing about window fans. You didn't run the window fan during the day because all that would do was suck hot air in. But in the evening, you'd turn the window fan on and try to draw some cool air into the house and vent the hot air out of the house.
Right.
Question number two, name the most authentic television dad, a character.
I think John Walton.
Walton.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, he's pretty much a manly guy. Man, a good dad. Yeah, okay.
Right.
All right, how about a musical group or singer that starts with the letter P?
Oh, I had Peggy Lee.
Okay.
Ooh. Is that all there is?
That was one of her big hits.
Yeah.
And finally, did you ever have a name for your car?
Oh, yeah, I had several. I had one I called the Red Baron. I had one that I called Honey.
Okay.
I had one that I called Gray Ghost. And the one I have now is Angel. That's my last car.
So you want to go with Angel?
Yes.
All right. Angel, very good. What kind of car is it?
It's an old Mercury Marquis.
Okay. Angel, very good.
Angel.
Does it behave like an angel?
Yes, it does.
That's good.
It does.
That's good. All right.
I thank it every time I get in it. It takes me where I need
there
to go.
You go.
Thank you, Angel. You did it again.
Thank you.
That's right. The point.
Thank you. That's right. All right. Have a great weekend. Thanks for calling.
Yeah.
Have a good one. Thanks for listening to the Big
Hey,
Z.
Mark, I want to tell you, too, that those window fans that she referenced,
yeah,
they were great for allergies.
Oh, yes, I'm sure.
Yeah, you sleep all night with the window fans sucking air through the window. Of course, it's sucking the pollen and everything else, too. You wake up in the morning with a head full.
Blown right on you. That's right.
Yeah.
Let's take a quick break here. We'll come back with more conversation. If you're on the line, stay there. We need a break and listen to these messages. Back with more after this on the Big Z. Back to Let's Talk on the Big Z. Mark Ellerbrock here, Sam Stem here as well, and let's go back to our phone callers, and we thank you for waiting. You're on the Big Z.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning to you. How are things?
Oh, hot and sweaty.
Hot and sweaty. That's the theme for the weekend, isn't it?
Yep.
All right, would you like to take our poll?
Yes, sir. I'm ready to go.
All right, question number one, approximately how old were you when you first lived in a house with air conditioning?
I guess it was probably about the mid-70s. I was about 12 or 13 when we got central air. But Pop was so tight he wouldn't let us put it on unless it was over 90 degrees.
Yeah, well, that was the other thing. Yeah, I can remember that being young. It's like, that was another thing as a kid. Mark and I talked about when you're a guest in somebody's house, you don't feel empowered to touch the thermostat. But as children, we were never allowed to touch the thermostat either.
No.
Dad or mom.
We had a big window fan, though, that we close the window, just open one in your bedroom. You get a nice breeze at night. It wasn't too awful bad growing up.
Name the most authentic TV dad.
I'm going to go with old Red on the 70s show. That was kind of the era I grew up in. I can relate.
All righty. Name a musical group or singer whose name starts with the letter P.
I'm going with Pete Townsend.
From The Who.
Yep. He put out several albums on his own. Yes,
he did, yes, he did. Yeah. Get some pretty big hits, too.
And finally, did you ever name your car?
No, we didn't. But my buddies, their dad, they had an old junky station wagon when we were kids. His name was Urias, and all the kids called it Urias Heap. I just got a kick out of that.
I wondered if that's where you were going.
Yeah.
Good one. All right. Hey, thanks
all
much.
All right. You guys have a nice day now.
Happy Father's Day to you.
All right. Yeah. Thanks for calling in. Appreciate that. Let's go to this caller. Hi, you're on the Big Z.
Morning, gentlemen. How are you?
Oh, doing well. Doing well. Loving the heat.
Send us some of your cool weather there, Sam, would you?
Well, I'm trying to blow it up that way, but then with me propelling it, it just turns it into more hot air. Mm.
Yeah, I hear you. It's going to be a little steamy around Bethalto today.
A little bit, and all that flat land, that heat just kind of simmering, and
yeah.
Well, you don't have anywhere to go, do you?
As I do not have anywhere I have to go today, but I will have to get out probably tomorrow. And I mean, it's supposed to be a balmy 97 tomorrow, so you know it'll be okay.
Well, you can go to the liquor store as soon as it opens. Get there early.
You know, when I lived in Ohio, we had drive-through liquor stores, which I thought was absolutely ingenious. Part of the reason they did that was, because of the inclement weather, you know, it was cold. It would get cold and icy. But I think the real reason was told to me by my editor at the paper where it was published. He said that was so the church people didn't see you buying your liquor.
Yeah.
Well, you know, at one time, years ago, when Bob Johnson owned the Runway Lounge out there in Bethalto, it had a drive-through window.
Yeah. No, this was the ones that they had in Ohio had overhead doors, and you'd pull up to the overhead door, honk your horn, they'd let you in, put the door back down, you'd load up on what you wanted. They'd open the door on the front, and you'd pull out.
Oh, my. So well, that was for the bulk buyers.
It was fancy-dancy.
Was there enough room if you took a trailer? Could you get the trailer in there, too, load the trailer up?
Well, you know, I want you to know that I always, you know, I only saw them as I drove by them. I never parked.
Oh, yeah, right. Okay, we'll believe that.
Yeah, right.
All right, Quet, let's jump right into it.
They had drains in the floor where in the wintertime, you know, when you pulled in, there'd be ice and snow falling off your car. And they had drains that, you know, just drained it off into the storm sewer.
I'm just wondering
how you noticed it. It was a pretty amazing thing.
I'm just wondering how you noticed the drains just driving by.
Editorial curiosity.
Okay.
Question number one. Approximately, indeed, how old were you when you first lived in a house with air conditioning?
Well, yeah, like most dads back in the 60s, my dad worked shift work. So when I was about 12, they went to Sears and got a window unit for mom and dad's bedroom.
Yeah.
The rest of the house was not air conditioned. So so to say when I got air conditioning was when it was 18, we moved.
Okay, 18.
And the house we moved to had central air.
All right. In your mind, name the most authentic TV dad.
Well, nobody's going to admit it, but I think everybody has a bit of Archie Bunker in them. You mentioned it earlier.
Yeah.
The opinionated, the say what's on his mind, you know, sometimes overly tough on the kids. I don't necessarily like the kids that daughter or son brings home to date, so I am going to stick with Archie Bunker.
Okay.
I'm the king of the castle, right?
Yeah. And you know, not the extreme Archie Bunker, but you see what I mean with the opinionated and those aspects of him. I'm going to go with Archie Bunker.
Well, and the aspects I think that are authentic are he was the one that chose the channel for the TV. There was his chair that nobody else dared sit in. Those kinds of things I think ring true.
Absolutely. And he had what he wanted for supper, and it was supposed to be ready when he got home. I think those. There were a lot of aspects of him that we could identify with.
Those were the good old days, right?
Another one of those shows like we've talked about before, or movies like we've talked about before, that they couldn't make today.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, exactly.
Yeah.
But
right.
that was the heyday of the white male. Those days are long gone.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Question three. Name a musical group or singer that starts with the letter P.
Peter, Paul, and Mary.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And finally, did you ever have a name for your car?
Well, I had a couple of cars that I called some names at times.
Uh-huh. Sure.
Like when, you know, it wouldn't start, right, or brakes went out or so forth, but no, I never, you know, had a pet name for a car.
Okay. All right.
I remember the car that slid down 3rd Street and into the embankment that day we had the ice storm.
Yeah, and then I put on my ice cleats and came in the building and started calling everybody saying, don't come down 3rd Street. It's ice.
That's right.
You know, about another 5 feet and I would have made that turn and not slid into the ice bank.
Oh, well.
But I saved the rest of you from a similar fate, so that's a good thing.
Well, I think that might have been the same ice storm when our Doug Jenkins somehow made it to work and then decided to step out onto the sidewalk and just kind of survey and see how things were going, and he stepped out on the sidewalk and started sliding and didn't stop until he hit Broadway. And then had to crawl back up the hill.
Lincoln Douglas Jenkins Square is what they tried to rename it as he crawled off the bricks.
Y'all made fun of my ice cleats, but it kept me upright.
All right. Thanks for your phone call.
See you guys.
All right. We'll see you later. Let's talk special edition on the Big Z. Let's pause here, check the weather forecast, and be back with our final segment after this. Let's talk special edition. Mark Ellerbrock here along with Sam Stem. We have a full bank of phone calls. We'll try to get to one or two here in the break. We may not have time for more than one. Let's jump to this caller. Hi, you're on the Big Z.
Oh.
Hi. Thanks for calling in.
I wanted to mention, so
sometimes when I'm on hold, I can hear the radio.
Yeah.
But for some reason today, I don't. I don't know if it's a volume thing on your end or what it is.
Hmm. Sam, what do you think it is?
Look at it.
All right,
we'll look at it.
We'll talk to our technical director, and they'll check it out. Well, you
could be hooked to the air conditioners.
That it might be accidentally hooked to the gutter.
I will answer your questions quickly so you can get to somebody else.
All right. Question number one: approximately how old were you when you first lived in a house with air conditioning?
Four.
Oh well, you were spoiled.
Well, but that doesn't mean I continued to live in a house with air conditioning.
Yeah.
Because my mom and dad got divorced, and we went from Kendall Hill down to the trailer court. So, I mean, I've been in and out of houses with air conditioning over my lifetime. Let's prefer the air conditioning.
Oh, yeah.
I would say so, especially on a day like this. Name the most authentic TV dad.
Jack Arnold from The Wonder Years.
I never knew his name. Yeah, he was a good character.
I had to look his name up. I was like, okay, the dad from The Wonder Years, but I couldn't think of his name. It's Jack Arnold.
Okay.
Name a musical group or singer whose name starts with the letter P.
Tom Petty.
Good.
And the Heartbreakers.
Yep.
And finally, did you ever name your car?
No, never.
Never. Okay. All right. Well, thanks so much.
Thanks for calling in. Appreciate your call this morning. Yeah, absolutely.
I don't think we're going to get another one in, are we?
No, we're pretty pressed. That's okay. And she tried, and we appreciate that. But, so those are our poll questions here today. And we've had some good answers so far and chances for you to call in coming up in the next hour. Ross Pearson in for Doug Jenkins here today. So he's got some news for us at the top of the hour. Sam, whatever you do in this break, please stay cool. Don't get overheated.
I will. It's up to 87 down here.
Well, we're up to 90, and we're still climbing. So we'll check out our weather forecast and everything else coming up. Sam and I will continue in the next hour in the Big Z. Ross has those news headlines coming up at 11 o'clock. Welcome back. Let's talk special edition on the air here on the Big Z for hour number two. Mark Ellerbrock here. Sam Stem joins me as well from the Big Z Florida studios here until the top of the hour, where right now, as Ross just told us, we're in the low 90s. 92, our updated temperature, 92 with the heat index currently of 100. Sam, is it? Have you cracked 85 yet there?
Yeah, we're up to 87.
Where are you? I just saw you on camera. Now you're gone.
Oh.
I thought it was kind of weird because I felt like you were staring at me. No, I don't have to, but I looked over like, there he is. There you are. Look at you. Look at those. The palatial studios in Florida. I like it.
Yeah, here in my penthouse studio.
Yes.
High above the city.
High above the city of whatever.
That's one of those fake backgrounds.
Yeah, I like it. It looks great.
Do this one. How do you like this one? That's kind of psychedelic. That's like an artiste studio.
I have to now make this. How do I make this bigger? I don't even know. I don't care. Anyway. All right. Lines are open, but we have callers calling in here at 465-1570. Okay, so I'm watching Sam. He's changing his background. He's now in – are you in the latest Space Jam movie? There's Bugs Bunny, and I guess that's – is that LeBron or is that Shaq?
That's LeBron.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. Shaq doesn't play anymore.
I'm pretty sure LeBron will be dunking on you in this scene. I'm just going to guess that. I like that better. That's good. All right. Let's throw the phones here. 465-1570, our phone number here until 12 noon. Ross Pearson in for Doug Jenkins today. And Ross has the noon show coming up next hour. And let's go to you now. Good morning. You're on the air.
Well, good morning. How are y'all doing this morning?
Well, we're doing great. How are you all doing?
All pretty good.
What's new?
Oh, not much. Just out here in Evansville. Just on my way back to the house.
All right. Well, be careful. Don't overdo yourself in the heat.
Oh no! I got a nice tall glass of ice water.
Ice water. You almost said ice baby, didn't you?
No. Well, we won't go there. Yeah, I almost said that.
Almost said it. All right.
But I like to take the poll.
All right, Sammy's right for the poll.
It's your turn.
Sure thing. All right. Approximately how old were you when you first lived in a house with air conditioning?
Oh, my goodness. I would say probably, just date me, 1976 would have been about 12 years old.
Okay. So 12. All right. In your opinion, name the most authentic television dad.
I'm going to have to go with Robert Young, Father Knows Best.
All right.
Trying to think what that character's name was. I'll come up with it here.
All right, you look for that. All right. Name a musical group or singer that starts with the letter P.
T.
As in pickle. P.
Oh, P. Petra. It's a Christian band back in the 80s.
Petra. I remember Petra. Wow, I would never have guessed someone would say Petra. They were kind of a hard rock band, weren't they?
Well, they're like Christian rock band.
Christian rock. That's right. And finally, did you ever name your car?
If I had one, I would, but I don't have one.
No car, so okay. That's the answer to this no then. All right, well, stay cool, and we'll talk to you next time.
All righty then.
Have a good one. There you go.
In Father Knows Best,
yes.
Robert Young, who later became Marcus Welby, M.D.,
yeah.
Robert Young portrayed Jim Anderson.
Okay.
And his wife, Margaret Anderson, was played by Jane Wyatt.
Okay. Gotcha. Jim Anderson from Father Knows Best. Most authentic TV dad. That's that question. Our number.
I think every episode of Father Knows Best was one where...
Let me guess.
Father was turned into the dupe. You know, somehow they would manipulate him to get their way, whether it was Margaret and the kids conspiring or whatever. But, you know.
Yeah, I know. You're portraying a dad as a doofus. You could trick dear old dad as gullible. He will never suspect that we're trying to buy a cat, and he'll never know.
That's never happened in your household, has it?
That dad would never suspect. Well, no. They sometimes they team up on me. Yeah. It's our decision has been made, and I'm just informed and where to be and when.
And they've worn you down to the point where you just...
At this point, I'm like, just tell me where I have to be and what time. Yeah. That's right. And then just leave 5 minutes before that. Let's say if we can do that, I'd be happy. So
tell me what to wear.
Well, they already do that. I didn't have to ask them, so that's... No,
you're not wearing that, are you?
Yeah, that's usually it. Like, hey, Dad, you know what you wore to practice yesterday? Don't wear that again. That's not, no. It's like, oh, all right. I thought the school colors were blue, but okay, whatever. Blue shirt, blue shorts. Nobody likes that, apparently. 465-1570 is our phone number. Hi, you're on the air.
Oh, okay, we're on the air?
Yes, you're on the air.
Oh, okay.
Is that okay?
Yeah, I'd like to take your poll right off the bat. How's that?
Okay.
All right, approximately how old were you when you first lived in a house with air conditioning?
23.
Okay. We've got responses ranging everywhere from 4 on the low end to 42 on the high end, but most of them were teens or 20s. So you're kind of right in the norm there. Name the most authentic TV dad.
I'd have to go with Ward Cleaver. Hugh Beaumont.
Ward Cleaver.
Yeah.
Even Ward was played for the doofus from time to time.
My goodness.
Oh, yeah. I kind of liked him. He was, I related a lot. You know, I like him. I like Ward. Oh, Ward. June. She's a good mom.
I like Fred Rutherford. Fred was a little bit of a blowhard.
Yeah. Old Fred, yeah. He was, I think he was Ward's boss, wasn't he?
Co-worker, right. Anyway. Yeah. I don't know that he was his boss, but yes, they did work together. Fred and his son Clarence, better known as Lumpy. Yeah. But Fred, Lumpy. Fred never called him Lumpy. Fred always referred to him as Clarence.
Yeah.
But, you know, the parents...
Rutherford, yeah.
We never met Eddie Haskell's parents, I don't think.
No. Did he have parents? I don't know. Anyway, he's a mess.
Name a musical group or singer whose name starts with the letter P, as in pickle.
I'd go with Prince.
Prince.
There you go.
Yeah, okay, Prince. First mention of Prince.
Oh, I trust
him. Luckily, he took his name back. Otherwise, we'd have had to say that. I don't know if we could have accepted the artist formerly known as Prince.
Yeah, I don't know what his name was. I know him as Prince. I like Prince.
Yeah.
That's how he ended it.
It came full circle.
Yeah, it did. It was good.
Did you ever name your car?
Yeah, I've got a 52 Chevy, and her name is Gravel Gertie. Old Gravel Gertie, okay?
Gravel Gertie.
Gravel Gertie, yeah, because, you know, all the gravel roads and oil roads and all that stuff back in the 50s and 52 Chevy. It's that's old Gravel Gertie, yeah.
Okay.
Still got her.
All right.
Got it. All right. Thanks
I'm
for
sure
calling.
I'm sure you're proud of her, too.
All right. Stay cool.
All right, you too. Thanks for calling in. 465-1570. Another caller here. Oh, they gave up. Now we go to this line. Now you're on the air. Hi.
Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
How are you?
Well,
besides hot.
Yeah, that's about it. Actually, it's comfortable.
It's comfortable. We have nothing to complain about. Mark already reported that the air conditioning at the studio is better than it's ever been.
Yeah.
And I'm sitting down here in Florida where it's only 87 degrees.
Wow.
And my air conditioning works very, very well as well.
Well, we're all
so
doing
we
great then, aren't we? It's a great country.
It is.
It is. It's fine.
It is.
Everything's
good.
Mm-hmm. We'll take your poll. How's that?
Okay. Approximately how old were you when you first lived in a house with air conditioning?
Well, I know how old. I was 14, and we converted. Well, we didn't even convert. My dad brought a big window air conditioner home one day, and only seemed to want to run it when he was home. The rest of the time, we had like five of these big belt-driven fans on one side of the house and then screens on the other. But when we were talking a minute ago, and, you know, it's like cable TV. You don't miss it until you get hooked into it.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
So that's what we had until I was at least 14.
Okay.
Yeah, we didn't know how miserable we were until we got air conditioning.
When you wake up in the morning and the whole bed's wet with sweat, you know?
Yeah, that's right. Name the most authentic television dad.
Well, I don't think there were many authentic ones. They were all, this is what we wish we had for a dad. So I have to go with one that I just love to watch, and that was Fred Sanford.
Yes.
Fred Sanford, and he called his son Big Dummy. You Big
Red
Dummy.
Red Fox.
Red Fox.
I'm coming to join you, Elizabeth.
Name a musical group or singer that starts with the letter P.
Oh, my goodness. The Platters.
Yep. That's a good one.
One of the all-time greats.
And did you ever name your car?
Yes, I did. And then my kids will not believe me half the time that when I told them that the first four or five cars I bought were a total of like $200. I had a 55 Pontiac that was $40, and I drove it for quite a while. And when it ran, I called it Old Bessie. And when it didn't run, I called it a lot of things that can't be on the radio. And it was about 50-50.
And we'll go with Old Bessie because that's just a good nickname, I think, for the car. Perfect. All right. Thanks for calling.
Have a great weekend, guys.
You too. Happy Father's Day.
Mark, I'm shocked.
Yes.
So far, half of our respondents have named their cars or a car somewhere along the line.
And I like.
I didn't think it'd be that many.
And the question of approximately how old were you? And we've had eight specific ages.
Yes.
Yeah, I was in my teens, in my 20s. No, I was 14. We got. I was 4. I was 18. You know, everybody remembers it. So, you know, it's a momentous time. You remember exactly. When you got the AC, let's
well, and I feel for the woman who said she was 4 when they got air conditioning, but then her parents divorced and they moved and then didn't have it.
Yeah.
And so that really is a tough way to go.
Yeah. Let's take a break here. We'll pause for a few messages. We'll come back with more. This is Let's Talk Special Edition on the Big Z. We'll be right back. Welcome back. This is Let's Talk Special Edition on the Big Z. Mark Ellerbrock here. Sam Stem here with us as well on the long line from our Florida studios. Joining us this morning for the show. Hotter here than in Florida by a couple degrees. The humidity, though, today will be the big story. Already feeling like over 100. Heat advisory with us until 7 p.m. So take it easy if you have to be out and about today. Let's take another call here or two. And we go to you now. Thanks for calling.
Good morning.
Yes. It is a...
We missed you guys last week. We were in Jacksonville Beach, Florida, and it was cooler there than it was here even, and we had a great time, but
that's good.
Saw some family and got to be on the beach. It was beautiful.
That's good. And the weather was good while you were there?
The weather was phenomenal. We just had a great food, fresh fish everywhere we went.
Oh, man. Yep.
Had a blast.
That's the best part.
I wish I had known you were down this way, because I would have given you my address and you could have driven by and honked.
Yeah.
Hang on, let me call Southwest real quick. No, I'm just kidding.
It's that type of hospitality we miss around here when, you know, Sam invites you over to honked at his house.
And I do want to wish you both happy Father's Day. I know Sam doesn't have any actual kids like us, but you know, being that you and Marconi invented the radio, that was pretty cool. So you got lots of followers.
Yeah, the Big Z's my baby.
There you go. That's right. And we're all your annoying children, so we appreciate what you put up with.
Why do you think I'm in Florida?
Right. That Sam sees in Florida quite a lot. Yeah, I go about 8 months a year, it seems like. I don't know.
And I'm ready for the poll whenever you are.
All right. Approximately how old were you when you first lived in a house with air conditioning?
I'd have to say 8 years old. We had a house built, and it had really nice air conditioning.
Name the most authentic TV dad.
When I was growing up, things have changed, but my dad was definitely an Archie Bunker. He has since come around, and each of his kids have taught him many different lessons in life on how to get along with people, and he's a much different person now.
Okay, that's good. That's good.
Name a musical group or singer whose name starts with the letter P.
This group has only been around for about 2 or 2.5 years, and I fell in love with them as soon as I heard them. They're from the Netherlands. It's Pip, P-I-P, Blom, B-L-O-M, named after the singer, who's the lady who's the lead of the band, but it's her brother and two other people. They're just wonderful, and I follow them and would love to meet them one of these days, but they are very popular in the Netherlands.
Who would you compare them to?
Sound. I would say not really. I wouldn't say they are the punk rock group or the, you know, that kind of a group, but not totally. Their dad was a punk rock person back in the 70s, and they've kind of gone off of that, but they have many different songs. It's not just punk, but they are extremely talented.
Okay.
And I follow them all the time.
Okay. Pip Blum. Okay.
Did you ever name your car?
The funny thing about that, I asked Pip's permission, and I have their name, P-I-P-B-L-O-M, as my license plates on my current car. And I've had that ever since they've been out, and she gave me permission. So in Illinois, I'm the only license plate that has their name on it. So, yes.
That's big. That's big
that?
Time fan stuff right there.
I see them coming up in the. I really do. I see them being really a big thing in the next couple of years, if not sooner.
I mean, it's just a huge coincidence that Mark and I put together poll questions back to back that would have that kind of synergy.
Yeah.
Thank you for doing that.
It's crazy. So, yes, and Pip. That I would never, ever, ever have guessed. That's where we have the connection. So there you go. Well, I am going to I'm going to have to look them up now.
Yes, please do. They're really good. They've got a few albums out and all available online, of course. So very good group.
Gotcha. All right. Thanks for your phone call.
Thank you, guys.
Have a good rest of your weekend. 465-1570 is our phone number. Let's go to this caller now. Hi, you're on the air.
Good morning.
How are you?
Well, I'm fine, and there is good news today. Yesterday, there was a Supreme Court decision, United States Supreme Court decision, a unanimous decision for religious freedom.
Okay. I know they released several decisions this week, and I am not familiar with the one you're referring to.
Well, if I can remember it correctly, that was the one in Philadelphia where the Catholic Church refused to place foster children in same-sex families. And the I guess it was the city of Philadelphia brought a lawsuit against it. And the Supreme Court, and it, like I said, and a unanimous decision, which I thought was really good to hear, said that the church was correct and the other people were wrong.
Well, it's really a question of the separation of church and state, the First Amendment. So that's what they basically affirmed, was that religious organizations cannot be compelled by the government to take actions that are counter to their doctrine. And so and that ties in. There have been similar cases in the past where church groups, church organizations, Catholic hospitals, for instance, don't want to perform abortions. And that has been affirmed over time that because it is contrary to the doctrine of the sponsoring organization, they cannot be compelled to do so.
Well, I was very pleased with their decision, and I was even more pleased that it was unanimous.
That doesn't happen very often, does it?
No, it doesn't.
All right, are you ready for the poll?
I am.
Approximately how old were you when you first lived in a house with air conditioning?
Well, the first window unit we had, like the earlier caller said, was for Mom and Dad's bedroom, and I was, I'm going to say 25. Then later, it was about 10 years later before I lived in a house that had central air.
Okay. Name the most authentic TV dad.
Oh, I'm going to go, like an earlier caller, I'm going to go with Archie Bunker.
Okay. Three votes for Archie Bunker right now. He has the lead. Name a musical group or singer that starts with the letter P.
How can you not name Elvis Presley?
Well, you just did.
Yes. The other one I was thinking of was Peter Frampton, but I'm going to go with Elvis.
Elvis Presley. There you go. I think he... Sam, did he show up on the E's eventually? It seemed like it was late in the day that someone finally said Elvis, but...
I think we did have one response for Elvis under the E's,
yeah.
Yes.
All right.
So, that's... That's surprising. Well, it's kind of surprising that we've had how many responses? 4, 8, 9, 10 responses and 10 different P singers or groups named.
Yeah. And we have a few that we named off air that haven't popped up yet either. So we'll see if that happens. Finally, sir, have you ever named your car?
No, I never did. And they kind of came named from the factory. Chrysler, Ford, Chevrolet.
Right. That you're correct. That's what they do. All right. Thank you for your phone call.
Have a good weekend.
Have a good day. Thank you for calling in. 465-1570. With that, we go to our next caller, and you're on the air. Hello.
Yes, I'll take your poll.
Okay.
All righty. Approximately how old were you when you first lived in a house with air conditioning?
20.
So most of our responses have been right around 20, early 20s. Name the most authentic TV dad.
Archie Bunker.
Archie Bunker's going to be a runaway winner now. He's on a roll. Name a musical group or singer whose name starts with the letter P.
Patsy Cline.
Oh, there's a good one. Crazy.
The best one.
Yeah. You know who wrote Crazy that Patsy Cline made into a big hit? Willie Nelson wrote Crazy.
Ooh. Really?
Sold it, and Patsy Cline recorded it and made it a big hit. Did you ever name your car?
Yes, I had a little VW, and I called it Beetlebug.
Beetlebug? I think a lot of little VWs were called Beetlebugs, but that works.
Okay,
all
thank
right.
you.
Have a great weekend. Stay cool
in.
Out there.
And let's take one more before the break in. You're on the air. Hi.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I want to take the poll, please.
All right. About how old were you when you first lived in a house with air conditioning?
All right. Now I have to define this. Central air or a window air conditioner?
Either one.
Oh, I'd say about 27.
Okay, 27. And according to your experience, name the most authentic television dad.
Jim Anderson.
Another vote for Jim Anderson, who Robert Young there. And there you go. Father knows best. Name a musical group or singer that starts with the letter P.
Platters.
Platters. Okay. Platters now with two votes. And have you ever named your car?
I haven't personally, but my sister had one. Was a mustard bum. And then, well, my husband has a truck, a white Ford, and we called it the old white dog.
The old white what?
Dog.
The old white dog. Sam, we wanted to allow that one that was in the family.
Well, yeah, it was her husband's car,
okay.
So we'll allow that. All the right. old white dog.
Dog.
It was a 77 Ford pick'em up.
All right. Very good. Thanks for calling in.
All right. Thank you.
Enjoy the rest of your day. 465-1570, our number here. Let's pause for a few messages. We'll come back with more. This is Special Edition for Friday. Back after this on the Big Z. Talk Special Edition on the Big Z. Mark Ellerbrock here, Sam Stem as well. You are welcome to join the show. Super easy to do. Just call us at 465-1570. We have a little less than 20 minutes left in the show. We'll have a minus commercial break coming up here shortly. So we'll say about 15 minutes left. So give us a call and you can be on the air. No waiting right now. Lines are open. And Sam and I were just surmising off air that last week we had the contest drawing, and then I don't even know, we got off on a tangent on something, and that just that the show basically the call stopped. Now I don't know if maybe the phone lines were connected to the air conditioning and got disconnected. I guess that's possible. But last week the call stopped, and now today, lots of calls so far.
Next time we do that business of the day and we have the drawing, since it seemed to kind of kill the momentum of our show,
yeah,
we'll just pass and let Smash do it.
That sounds that's good. Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah.
That's fine. I bet Doug would even do it for the noon show.
Yeah, just leave next time. Just leave a note there on the console and say, hey, we passed.
Draw the winner.
Next man up. Draw the winners.
we ran out of time. We were up against the clock. We couldn't possibly squeeze something else in. So we have a wide variety of ages. When you first got your air conditioning, as Sam said, most people that have called in their 20s and teens, a few people that were kids. Somebody was 42 when they first got air conditioning. Most authentic TV dad. Archie Bunker leading the way right now probably will win this one. Cliff Huxtable, John Walton, Red Foreman from the 70s show, Jack Arnold from the Wonder Years, Jim Anderson from Father Knows Best, Ward Cleaver, of course, from Leave It to Beaver, Fred Sanford from Sanford and Son on the list too. Name a musical group or singer who starts with the letter P. We've had two votes for the Platters. And then one each for Patsy Cline, Elvis Presley, Pip Blum. Was it Bloom or Blum?
Blum.
Blum. Prince, Petra, Tom Petty, Peter, Paul, and Mary, Pete Townsend, Peggy Lee, and Pink Floyd. And we have also asked you, have you ever named or did you ever name your car? Five people have said no, but seven people have said yes. The Boat, Angel, Gravel Gertie, Old Bessie, Beetlebug, Old White Dog, and I never thought we'd have a crossover answer. I'm not sure, maybe we've done this before, but this has been very rare to have a crossover answer. Pip Blom, also the name of a car on their license plate. Yeah. So that's very
unique.
That's
just crazy that the stars aligned like that. The musical group was P, and that was his favorite group. This starts with P, and then it's also on his license plate for his car.
I know. And even asked the band for permission. That's even more impressive.
Yeah.
All right, let's go to our next caller or callers now. You're on the Big Z. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are things?
Well, hot.
Yeah.
Just like every place else.
That's right. That's the answer for the day.
Summer
in
the Midwest.
Thank God for air conditioning. That's all I can say today.
That's true.
Well, and in that vein, approximately how old were you when you first lived in a house with air conditioning?
Well, I tell you what, my mom and dad built a house that we moved into when I was in first grade, and it had one of those big old honking window whole house air conditioners. So I guess I was probably about six.
Okay. So far, we've had three people that were adolescents, four that were in their teens, five in their 20s, and one in their 40s. That's how it breaks down so far.
Isn't
Name
that amazing?
The most authentic TV dad.
Well, I don't know that I've seen a TV dad that I consider authentic when I compare him to my dad, but I'm going to say Ben Cartwright.
Oh, there you go. I didn't even think of him.
Yeah, I was a big Bonanza fan, still am. Like to watch the reruns, and Ben always seemed to add a little common sense, so I like him.
Yeah, single dad, three cantankerous boys, and yeah, he was pretty level-headed, wasn't he?
Yeah, most of the time anyway.
and they didn't play him for the dupe, like Mark was talking about earlier. Ben, the boys didn't play Ben for the dupe, not very often.
Little Joe used
to every once in a while they gang up with Hop Sing and play a joke on him or whatever.
Yeah, right.
Name a musical group or singer whose name starts with the letter P.
Well, everything that I've thought of so far today has already been mentioned, but my first one that came to my mind was Peter, Paul, and Mary.
There's another vote for Peter, Paul, and Mary. And did you ever name your car?
Oh, every one of them, of course.
Oh, okay.
What's your favorite?
And favorite name for a car?
Well, my favorite so far, my current car is, the color of it is called Gold Mist, and I just call her Goldie. So
Goldie. All right. Okay, well, thanks much for calling in. Stay cool.
Okay, well, right. You guys have a good weekend.
You
Happy
too.
Father's Day to the daddies.
All right, thank you very much. Appreciate that. Have a great weekend yourself. Our phone number here is 465-1570. Why not just, I like TV themes anyway, Sam, so we'll start out with the Bonanza theme. Is that all right? We go out with the...
That's fine with
all right,
me.
There we go. So we'll be back with more after this on the Big Z.
Radar Weather is brought to you by Roberts Motors, an elite Ford dealer in Alton since 1949. Search robertsmotors.com for your next vehicle.
Hot, dry weather for us. Maybe a spot shower or storm later in the day. We'll see about this system rolling in from the north, if that's going to impact our weather. Later on this afternoon or evening, hot and humid weather, heat advisory till 7 o'clock, high today near 102, heat index topping out about 107. Partly cloudy tonight, chance for a spot shower storm, especially after midnight for us, low near 80. Maybe an afternoon shower storm tomorrow, otherwise hot and humid, upper 90s for the high tomorrow. Right now, 93 feels like 101.
Browse robertsmotors.com for new Ford vehicles and a variety of quality pre-owned vehicles to fit your lifestyle. Roberts Motors, your trusted source for Ford vehicles.
Make every day a celebration. Hi, I'm Tanya Fox from Fox's Boxes. Come experience our unique baked goods, from the savory, like Korean garlic bread and kolaches, to sweet treats like French macarons, chocolate lasagna, and much more. Every day we feature an ever-changing variety of lunch specials as well. And what celebration wouldn't be complete without fresh flowers cut from our farm? Fox's Boxes, 611 East Airline Drive, East Alton. Come hungry. Thursday through Sunday, 7:30 to 1, foxes-boxes.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Special Edition on the Big Z. Mark and Sam with you here till the top of the hour. And let's go right back to our phone callers. You're on the air. Hi.
Good morning.
Good morning to you. It's almost afternoon.
That's right, but it's not there yet.
Not quite. Not quite. All right, you ready for the poll?
Oh, yes.
About how old were you when you first lived in a house with air conditioning?
Let's see. I had my car first. I was 21, the house about 25.
25, okay.
Yeah.
Name the most authentic TV dad.
Like the last lady, Bonanza, Lorne Green. And then I like Rifleman, too, Chuck Connors.
So your first one was...
It has to be Bonanza.
Okay, gotcha.
Ben Cartwright.
Ben Cartwright, gotcha.
Yep.
Name a musical group or singer that starts with the letter P.
Well, Patti Page.
Ooh, okay, there's a good
new one.
One.
And have you ever named your car?
Not really.
No. Okay. All right, that's our poll. Thank you.
Thank you.
Have a good rest of your day. 465-1570, our phone number here, as you want to jump in and take the poll. We have about 4 or 5 minutes left in the show. We can squeeze a call or two in as we hit 93 degrees right now. Feels like 101, sweltering out there today.
At least here. I would have never guessed that the majority of our respondents would have named their cars.
Yeah, because I'm trying to think now, and maybe that's a thing of mainly the past. I don't know of anybody personally that has named their cars, at least recently. I mean, I remember, you know, growing up, there were a couple of people that had, you know, named it something, or your mom or dad named it something, but yeah, but that's pretty impressive. Goldie, Old White Dog, Beetle Bug, Pip Blum. The Boat, Angel, Gravel Gertie, and Old Bessie. Old Bessie.
Those are great names.
Yeah. They are good.
Old Bessie is kind of a name of a... You'd name a horse Old Bessie, right?
Possibly, or a cow.
Or a mule.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, your pet mule. You took your take your mule to the vet in your old car. Both sharing the same name. All right, still time to jump in here at 465-1570. As we head into Father's Day weekend, it's going to be hot and humid all throughout the weekend, and we'll try to keep it cool here at the Big Z with our shows. As we mentioned, Doug Jenkins off today. He's actually off for a few days, so Ross Pearson will be filling in. Ross typically on the weekends for us, but filling in today and Monday and Tuesday. Smash Daily this afternoon, 3 until 5 later on today, and we are done with prep sports now, finally, here in the middle of June. And take about 2 months off, and then we'll get to the middle end of August, and then football will be back. So,
congratulations to the Griffins of Father McGivney for their second place finish at state in baseball. And you heard it all, the semifinal and championship game right here on the Big Z.
Yeah, and this part of the state doing pretty well. When it comes to state tournaments, Highland Girls winning in softball. They won the 3A championship and baseball championship, of course. Those continue today and into the weekend. I know that Belleville Althoff and Triad and O'Fallon are all playing still in girls soccer. We've got the guys in track competition this weekend still, too, for the different classes. So, yeah, everything wraps up on Saturday and boy, just in time. It's going to be hot, not just here in our part of the state, but even up north it's going to be hot, too.
You know, I also wanted to mention, you know, just a reminder of what our public safety people do for us. The fire down at McDonald's yesterday.
Yeah.
And you know, firefighters, of course, from Alton, but also from Godfrey and East Alton and Florissant, and a relatively dangerous situation there. Firefighters on the roof when one of the air conditioning units crashed through the roof and they had to pull everybody out. But it's astounding what happened down there. You just don't really think of those things happening, but that building virtually destroyed.
Yeah.
But
yep.
Thank you to the firefighters who we kind of forget that they've at a moment's notice they put themselves at risk to try to protect our property and our lives.
Yeah, absolutely. So hopefully no serious issues with anything else like that this weekend for them to get out of the heat, but we know they'll be ready to go if need be. And kudos to all the surrounding departments. I know that's been more common here in the past 10, 15 years, maybe even 20 years, that mutual aid system they have even across the river. If you need that help, they'll send the equipment and the manpower to do it. So, be safe this weekend, guys and gals, if you're out there doing that, or police officers too. We thank you for doing that and having to get in and out, and air conditioner repair people and highway workers, all those outdoor jobs will fill for you here today, especially
well,
and into the weekend.
Time to review here.
Okay, go ahead.
The first question, how old were you when you first lived in a house with air conditioning? Well, let's break it down this way. 6 people said they were in their 20s, 4 in their teens, 3 in single digits, and 1 person in their 40s before they got air conditioning. Most authentic TV dad, the winner with 4 votes is Archie Bunker, 2 for Ben Cartwright, 1 each for Cliff Huxtable, John Walton, Red Foreman from the 70s show, Jack Arnold from Wonder Years, Jim Anderson from Father Knows Best, Ward Cleaver, Fred Sanford. And musical group or singer whose name starts with the letter P, 2 votes for the Platters, 2 for Peter, Paul, and Mary, 1 each for Pink Floyd, Peggy Lee, Pete Townsend, Tom Petty, Petra, Prince, Pip Blom, Elvis Presley, Patsy Cline, and Patty Page. And 8 people said they have named their cars, 6 did not name their cars, and the names were The Boat, Angel, Gravel Gertie, Old Bessie, Beetlebug, Old White Dog, Pip Blom, and Goldie.
There
and
you
with
go.
That, Mark, happy Father's Day to you and all the fathers tuned in listening.
That's right. Thanks for tuning into the show. We'll be back next Friday and do it all again. Sam, we'll talk to you then.
All right. Real good.
All right. Sam Stem there. Mark Ellerbrock here. Ross Pearson has the news show coming up next on the Big Z.